I want to report a UFO sighting that we had yesterday afternoon.
Okay, we'd like to hear about it.
Okay, we were traveling. We were on a camping trip north of Santa Barbara up at Gaviota.
Yes.
And it was about 3:30 in the afternoon. And we can't give you the exact time because we never even thought to look at our watch until later. But it was right around 3:30. And we were traveling south on 101 on our way home. And the visibility was really good because it was clear and windy, as you know, yesterday. And as we were traveling, all of a sudden in front of us, right in front of our truck, it must have been about a quarter of a mile. It seemed like it might have been farther than that, but that's what it seemed like. But right above us, we saw seven objects. And they were disc-shaped. They were just like bowls, you know, one on top of each other. There were two on the left that looked larger, and they were very, very silver and very gleaming. And we thought possibly that the position of the sun, which was kind of over my right shoulder as we were driving, I was in the rider's seat, the passenger seat, might have made them show more silver. And then we immediately saw three more on the left, and they were in a kind of a formation, and they glowed kind of red and kind of blue and also silver. And then I said, oh, there's six of them. And one appeared in the middle, and then a seventh appeared in the middle. So altogether we saw seven, but the two in the middle appeared after the other five.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't traveling any particular direction. They were just there, and they were hovering. And they were swaying, especially the two on the left. They were just swaying back and forth, and that's why we knew they weren't planes. And also, they were thicker in the middle and very disc-shaped. I mean, they looked very definitely not like planes.
Yes.
And like I said, the visibility was great. They were right in front of us. It was just almost unmistakable. And my husband, who's very skeptical, says those are flying saucers. And then he said, grab the binoculars to my son. And they were right in the seat in front of us because we had been looking at some other things on the property that we'd just gotten off of. So we had our binoculars right in front with us, although we were in a camper. And while my son and I were fishing around for the binoculars, Chuck said, forget it, they've disappeared. And they disappeared just as suddenly as they appeared. They didn't fade out of sight like a plane will do as it's going off in the distance.
Just clicked right off?
Just clicked right like
okay.
That. There weren't any clouds in the sky that they could have gone behind. There weren't any hills right where we were. And there was a carload of teenagers that was in the left lane. We were in the middle lane. And they were pointing up, you know, and one guy was leaning out the car window and shouting, and there was also a Beacons van and storage truck that was a little behind us and in the right lane, and we were trying to get his attention to see, you know, to try to get him to stop because we wanted to ask him if he had seen it, but we couldn't get him to stop. But then we did stop right after the sighting, and my husband got out of the car with the binoculars, and he looked all around, but we never saw anything after that, and the whole sighting must have taken about 1 minute.
Okay, now which direction were you traveling?
We were traveling south.
South, okay.
And we were about 15 miles north of Santa Barbara.
Okay. Now, when these were to your right, is that the way to
you? No, they were directly ahead of our car.
Okay, and they just...
There were three on the right, which I would say would be a little bit right of our car, and then two a little bit left, and then the two in the middle that appeared last, they were kind of right directly ahead of where I was sitting.
Okay, but the first ones you saw, did they just suddenly appear in front of your vision?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And they disappeared the same way.
Okay. Did these seven at any time hold any particular formation?
Yes. They were in formation. There were like, how can I explain it? I've got a picture in my mind, but I can't draw it for you. There were like, the two on the left were like one on top of each other, okay?
Yes.
And then the three on the right, there was like one even with the top one on the left, and then one a little farther off to the right, kind of in the middle, and then another one down on the bottom, kind of even with the bottom one on the left. You understand what I mean?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, and then the sixth one appeared in the middle, and it was kind of down below the group. And then the seventh one that appeared was even with the one on the right, the extreme right.
Yes.
So it would be like two on the top, right and left, and then two in the middle, right and left, and then two more right and left, and then one at the bottom in the middle.
Okay.
Does that sound like... does that sound logical or like any other sightings?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the objects themselves, would you say that they were a disc form?
Very definitely. Unmistakable.
Did they have any protrusions or openings or lights?
No, we did not see any openings, and we didn't see any, anything on top. Just the saucer itself. Although it looked like they had seams in the middle. The two that were on the left must have been closer because we could see them plainer, and they were the ones that were shining silver, most of the silver glint.
Okay, now do you have any estimate of size on those? Can you compare them with anything?
Oh, larger than a moon.
Larger than the full moon?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't know how to compare them. I'm sitting here looking at my basketball court, which is about... How far is that basketball court from us? About 30 feet. And I would say at from the distance where we were, they probably looked to be about that size.
Okay. Now, any estimate of how close they were to you?
I'm not that good at judging distance in the air because
right.
I haven't really, I've taken trips on commercial airlines, but I'm not a flyer, and so I can't really tell. But I would think probably about a quarter of a mile.
Okay.
Maybe half a mile. I don't really know. I couldn't say that for sure.
Did, when you first saw these, they... apparently it appeared fairly low enough so that you didn't have to look up.
Right. We weren't looking up. Of course, we're in a camper. It's a Chevy deluxe camper, and the seat is kind of high, but we weren't looking up. No, they were right in front of us.
Okay. Did they hold that position there at all times?
Yes.
Okay.
All the time we were observing them, except they were swaying.
Now, when you say sway, do you mean they were rocking?
Rocking, yes.
Okay, like a pendulum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, kind of like a little half moon type
rock.
Right,
okay. Very good. And did they maintain that brightness and color and everything all during your observation?
The ones on the right changed from kind of a red, and I also saw some blue light, and then silver. And then the ones that appeared in the middle, they looked red when they first appeared. They had kind of a light reddish or pinkish cast.
Yes.
And then they turned silver. But the two on the left that we saw, which were looked larger than the others, so I just assumed that they were closer, they looked silver the whole time, and they were very shiny. So I assumed that they were closer than the others.
Did you have any problems with the car while all this was going on?
No, we did not. And, we just kept going. We didn't, numb out or anything.
Right.
The car kept going, and there were other cars going on the freeway, too.
Anyone in the camper experience anything unusual?
No.
Okay.
We were just, very excited, and...
And you saw others watching this, too?
Pardon me?
You saw others in other vehicles looking
mm-hmm.
at these, too?
Yeah, we saw some teenagers in the car in the left lane that were looking, and then they kind of came up around us fast and pointed. But the guy in the beacon stand and storage truck, he was behind us, and we tried to get his attention as he came around us on the right lane later to see if he had seen them, and And we pointed up and, you know, kind of had a questioning look on our faces to see if he could give us any indication that he had seen them. And he, you know, just kept looking straight ahead, so.
Okay, now, were these objects directly over the freeway?
The two on the left, I would say, were kind of left of the freeway. And then the three on the right were probably right over the water because we were driving right along the beach. And then the two that appeared in the middle, I would say, would be over the freeway.
Okay. And when they left, you didn't see anything remaining in the sky? No smoke, no vapor, or anything
nothing.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In fact, that was the first thing my husband looked for was a vapor trail, and he had been in the Air Force, and he said they're not jets. There's no vapor trail at all. And then he says they're too fat in the middle, and then you know they were definitely saucer shaped.
Right.
I called the Santa Barbara Sheriff Station because I wanted to know if there had been any other sightings, and they gave me your number.
Uh huh. And that was yesterday, right?
Yesterday.
About 3:30.
Have you had any other calls?
No, not yet. Hmm. How was the weather?
Very clear. It was windy, but there wasn't a cloud in the sky.
Okay.
It was just really, really good visibility.
Okay. Did you by any chance have any dreams about this last night?
No.
Anyone else in the family?
No, but I had a dream Thursday night. I dreamed I was talking to my sister on the telephone, and then I told her that we had seen some UFOs, and then on the way up to Santa Barbara, I told my husband and my son that we were going to see some UFOs this weekend. But I quite often have psychic dreams anyway.
I see. Okay.
But the thing that was odd was that we don't know why we left at the time we did, because normally when we go up there, we leave later. We were all having a good time. There wasn't any reason for us to leave at that particular time, but we all seemed to be in a hurry to leave right at that time. And also we were delayed because some our table and chairs that we had on our top rack started slipping off in the wind. And so we decided that we would get up, we would stop the camper and get up and take the equipment down and put it back in the back. Now, if we hadn't done all that and timed it exactly as we did, we wouldn't have seen them.
Have you seen anything like this or any UFOs before?
One other time, my sister and I and our two children were traveling from North Dakota late at night, and we saw what we thought looked like three UFOs at the California-Nevada border, but it was at night, and you know how lights play tricks with you, especially if your imagination's working, you know. And we do, you know, some sky watching and everything, and we see lights sometimes that look like they could be, but, you know, nothing definite.
Okay. How long have you been psychically inclined?
All my life, probably.
Okay. Anyone else in the family have that?
Yes, both my children.
Okay. Well, this is great. We sure appreciate this report. Now, if
I'm also a school teacher, and I told all my children about it, and most of the teachers on the staff, nearly everyone believed my story. There wasn't anybody that, you know, called me a liar or anything.
The new generation is that way. They're very inclined.
Yeah.
If we can get a investigator in to interview you, would that be permissible?
Yes, and we'd be glad to submit to a lie detector test.
Oh, that's not necessary.
But, whatever. But I would be interested in knowing if anyone else sighted them. You know, I would, if you could call me Colette or whatever, if you get any more sightings in that area.
Well, if we get anything else on it, we'll let you know, definitely.
Uh-huh.
Because people really like to have some kind of confirmation on their sightings. Well, we sure appreciate this report, and like I say, if we get anything more on it, well, you'll hear from us.
Okay, very good.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.